T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Reading, Pennsylvania. He's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah.
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Now it's time. For Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7, The Game.
Yeah, it's time, all right. It's time for Ryan Covey sitting in for Matt Steinmetz for the next couple of days. With me is the big fella, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
You look a little like Steiny, baby.
Come on.
A little bit. That's a compliment, Robert Redford.
Absolutely. He's a handsome cat.
There you go.
Yeah. No, we're out here, man, on a Monday morning. Happy President's Day, a little holiday. Boy, nice. You get out there in the morning commute, not too busy, just sliding on in. Got a nice place to park at the BART station today and rolled in.
But do I sound negative? The fact that you cite the holiday, happy holiday, but the meters, you still need to put your money in.
Hey, San Francisco's got to eat, right?
Because
they're fixing all the potholes, right?
Wow. Ryan, I don't like that.
Yeah,
now.
Dude, I drove down Van Ness the other day. I was like, my goodness, watch my rims, please. Watch the 20s.
Need a wheel alignment.
Yeah, watch the 20s. Yeah, you know what's funny? If I was going to open up a shop, a business in San Francisco or Oakland right now, I'd open up a wheel alignment shop because business would be booming the way these streets are carved up.
Real quick, man. I have potholes that have my name on it. I'll hit it one day, and 3 days later, that same, I knew it was there.
Yeah.
But I'm moving forward.
All right, we're moving into a lot of different topics today on this Monday, and real excited to be over here at 95.7 The Game. Just everybody, first of all, out of the gate has been terrific to me, and I'm just excited to talk sports with you guys on this platform. All-Star Weekend, just general takeaways, and let me start by saying this, Guru. I think in general, we just put so much into these with the expectation factor. We want to be entertained so much. To me, it's an exhibition. It's a chance for a bunch of the All-Stars to sit around and tell everybody how great they are, and a chance for the fans to get everybody in one place at one time. The game yesterday, though, I thought last night, that was pretty fun.
So you like the 167 three-pointers?
Well, that's what the NBA is today, right? Isn't that?
I don't like it. You know,
you want a little post game?
Oh, man. Hakeem, Pat Ewing. I'm old school. I'll get over it, Ryan. But last night, it was fun. And I think basketball has an advantage. Football, yeah, we know Tom Brady, but we don't get to see him because they're hit, you know, in the helmet. Baseball, they got the helmets and the hats. But the NBA is so personal. It's like you know the guys because, you know, they go get the nice haircut. Mm-hmm. There's nothing guarding their face. And you get to, it's like you know them.
Sure.
And yesterday, you saw, it was like an episode of the Super Friends for me. The camaraderie where you see Steph and all the greats, KD. And I sat back just imagining, what if? What if Kyrie were to do this and that? And to me, regardless of how the game played out, because it was somewhat exciting, Ryan, at the end of the day, I left like, this is why the NBA is trying to overtake the NFL for the number one spot amongst the three sport leagues, because it just was oozing through the TV that these guys were really happy, and they seem Arthur Fonzarelli cool.
Real cool.
Because they got this swag of, you know, you feel like you know them because you can see them right there.
100%. And the NBA has been marketed that way. And it goes back to Commissioner Silver and even Commissioner Stern before that. And the way they've chosen to market their superstars and the way that they've constructed these rosters and the draft with the lottery and the way that they've given teams the advantage, the inside track to keep their star players for longer periods of time. I know what's going on with Anthony Davis in New Orleans kind of bucks that trend. But in general, these guys are so identifiable with their regions, with their cities, and they're marketable. And actually, that's a great jumping off point to kind of what we were kicking around of what we think might be fun to get into today, which, you know, you think about the professional sports landscape right now. And in 2019, in this era of social media and everything is so accessible and we want all this extra access.
No doubt.
If you think about who are the true icons, the true faces of professional sports, and we were kicking this around, we were talking to Curly before the show, John Curly, producer of the show. Well, who would be on your, in honor of President's Day, on your Mount Rushmore of the world of sports? And I'm talking in 2019, like, let's say you're putting a time capsule together, right? And when somebody digs up this time capsule in 30 years and you say, on February 18th, 2019, who are the four faces of professional sports in the United States right now? We have to say United States because you go worldwide, then we'll get the Neymars and the Ronaldos. But I'm talking in the United States, the four faces of professional sports. Dare I say, your Mount Rushmore of professional sports. I think it's worth talking about. And because I was kind of going through it in my head, Guru, the NBA's got to have two at least on that list. Maybe you could make a case for three.
Wow. And one person we know is on the list is Sarah High's own, Tom Terrific, Tom Brady.
Because
I had him on mine, Ryan.
Yep.
And you are right. But in this era of social media that you speak of, back in the day, if we did this poll, it would all be about results and are they worthy, like James? You know, are they good? But now, with the social media, can it be the personality bigger than the actual return on what they do on the court or, you know, on the hardwood, on the field or whatnot? But I'm going to go Tom Brady.
Okay.
That's a super compliment to Tom. I'm sure, you know, he's excited somewhere when he finds out Google put him on there.
Tom Sr. just texted him, by the way. So.
Stephen Curry.
Okay.
And it's Wardell Stephen Curry, right?
Thank you.
Not Stephen Wardell Curry.
It's Wardell Stephen. You got it.
Yeah,
I
got to
do that, too.
We got 4 hours
today.
Let's
call him Steph.
And then I'm going to shock you with this one. You'll probably laugh, but I'm putting this guy on there right now, and it's Kevin Durant.
Okay. That's fair. I don't have any issue.
But how many times do we hear polls to where they negate each other?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Do they cancel each other out?
They cancel each other out. Not this time. And especially, it's a recency bias. After what I saw him do yesterday, Kevin Durant, on a good day, he has been given some gifts, and he showed it on the biggest stage in the NBA Finals. I won't hate on him because he came and, quote, unquote, took the easy way out. So that's three, right?
Okay.
So one more. No MLB baseball player as of yet, and I love baseball.
So who's your fourth?
Don't laugh.
I would never laugh at you. You're bigger than me.
All right. Don't laugh. I'm going Julio Jones.
I'm not going to laugh, but I will respectfully disagree.
All right. Julio Jones.
Okay, I'm laughing now. Yeah. Julio Jones?
Yeah, just.
Wow.
You talk about a receiver made in a lab. I'm not going to cite him for, you know, who his quarterback's been. He's gotten to the Super Bowl. But when you look at that specimen, because he's Terrell Owens to me, it's Julio Jones at the wide receiver position. And those are my four right now.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, is your criteria the four best athletes? Because what I'm saying is the four iconic faces, the faces of professional sports. You cannot tell me that Julio Jones is one of the faces of the NFL right now. If you're going that route, you would have to, I would say Odell Beckham Jr. over Julio Jones as far as popularity and intrigue. And is he going to be on the bottom line on SportsCenter?
So, no, mine was more of the gifts you got from the sport gods. And the fact that you just didn't sit on them. So I know when you look at
I'm talking icons.
I'm talking dogs at the position.
Oh, well, that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, that's where I was.
I'm talking 2019, who are the absolute icons in the professional world of sports? Like, who could you not ever be able to leave out of the discussion if you're talking about the era? That's what I'm getting on. And the first three, I mean, you're there. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and I have no problem putting two Golden State Warriors. Why? Because they're on the best team in professional sports right now. And obviously, 12, Tom Terrific's got to be on there because, well, he's Tom Brady. See, the fourth one was a little trouble for me. Let me just give you mine.
Because golf, I went boxing.
Sure.
I'm
not a big Floyd guy either, but my point is, well, let me give you my four.
You didn't like mine.
888-957-9570 is the number. And, of course, you can hit us up on the Chilton Autobody text line and if you want to give yours. Now, this is where I'm coming from. The four most important athletes in the world of sports in 2019, the true icons of the sporting world. The four that I have right now. Tom Brady.
All right.
Okay.
We're
lockstep.
Congrats
there.
To Tom.
No doubt. Yeah, exactly. We'll send you your award. All right. Checks in the mail. Steph Curry. Wardell. Stephen Curry.
We're
in agreement on that.
The twins.
LeBron James. How could you not have LeBron James? Everything LeBron James does, the world wants a piece of.
I had a
of.
Long weekend. I did forget about Bron. Go ahead.
LeBron
we need
James.
That buzzer sound. Go ahead.
And then number four for me, Tiger Woods. No matter what
Even
happens.
Even the fall off, though.
if Tiger Woods does anything, there is a line around the block of people wanting to be a part of
but
what
does
Tiger
that make
Woods
it
is doing.
Right, though, right now.
I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm saying what does the public care about? What do the people want? All you know, right. They say play the hits. I'm going Tiger Woods, man. Everything that Tiger Woods does, the world of sports and the world at large is still so intrigued with. And maybe it's been hammered into our, you know, our consciousness.
Because he was
too
a
much.
Bad man. Don't get me wrong. He's made his mark, but he just.
I'm
he's
talking icons.
Oh, wow.
Who's bigger than Tiger Woods? Who draw? Let me put you like this. Who's drawing a bigger crowd? If they're speaking down at Oracle Park.
T-Dub.
Right. Who's drawing a bigger crowd than Tiger Woods? Maybe Steph.
And I kind of miss.
Maybe LeBron.
Yeah, because my whole premise was: are they still at the top of their craft? And that's why I had Brady, KD, and Steph.
Tom Brady's 41.
Yeah. No. So he gets it. He's at the top. But Tiger's just the fall off to me is still. It's vivid, you know, and I don't feel like he's at the top of his game, so I kind of hate it on him.
All right, fair enough. Well, we can continue this conversation. Hit us up on the Chilton Autobody text line, 957-95, and, of course, 888-957-9570. But first, let's head over to Steven and see what's happening on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Now, we're rolling in on a President's Day. What's happening, everybody? Ryan Covey, Daryl the Guru Johnson. This is 95.7 The Game. Happy President's Day. Boy, Chilton Autobody text line coming to life. You start drawing lines in the sand about people sporting Mount Rushmore here on President's Day.
On the Chilton Body Auto
Text line. The anti-Chilton Autobody text line. No, I'm good with that. And we invite you to join the conversation, 888-957-9570. All right, so just to set it up, four most important athletes, most iconic athletes in the world of sports on February 18, 2019. Who are the four? I went Brady, Curry, LeBron, Tiger. Now, keep in mind, this is my four, and look, of course I wanted to add more. There's more than four icons in the world of sports, but Mount Rushmore can only be four. Guru, your list, please.
Yeah, I kind of rushed mine.
That's
so
okay.
There's been a revision.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Do we need to bring back a piece of mail? And say we had an award going out. It's coming back?
Yeah. It's in the mail, Ryan. So, KD, I love you to death, but you've been replaced.
Wow.
LeBron James.
Okay.
Had a long weekend, Ryan.
That's fair. All right, so let's get your four again then. Let's reset.
Steph, Bron, as I call him.
Thank you.
Brady.
So we're in agreement on those three, by the way.
Yep. And my last one, Serena Williams.
Wow. Yep. Yeah, she would Serena. Give you a big hug for that, too.
Oh, I would. I would accept it.
Absolutely. I'm not mad. Wow, Serena.
Yeah. And she's a machine.
Over Tiger?
She didn't have the fall-off Tiger had, but I get you.
Yeah,
I'm
not talking athletic prowess in 2019.
Well, we could have put Conor McGregor in for what I deem you're saying.
Conor McGregor just got choked out. Yeah, if we're not talking about who's on top of their game.
He's a showman, though.
Yeah.
So if that counts, he would get some votes.
He didn't look too showy when Khabib was making him tap.
But he got some good hair.
He does. And I love Conor. I mean, what I consider an icon, Guru, and let me just throw this out there. My premise, my measuring stick for iconic status is, does my mom know you? I mean, right?
Wow.
Like,
okay.
You know, because my mom, she knows
Conor.
She knows Conor McGregor, but what I'm saying is her interest in the world of sports is, hey, my son works in the business, so I listen. And she has the internet like everybody else. And just when it streams into her public consciousness, I mean, she's a diehard Shark fan. But other than that, she's not spending a lot of time watching sports. So the Tiger Woods of the world, the Steph Currys, the LeBron James, those are the people that transcend the sporting world and they enter like the real world. You know what I'm saying?
All
like
right.
the world at large. And really, this is American athletes. We can't go world athletes because then we get into the Messis and the Ronaldos and all that. But just in the United States in 2019, let's get out the phones. And by the way, we got a lot of texts. We'll get to those as well. And I appreciate everybody checking in. Let's get some Mount Rushmores. Give me your four. We'll start with Will in Marin. He's on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Big Willie Style? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, so if we're just going U.S., if you're just going USA and you're talking about the most iconic faces when you're bringing up a sport, it's obviously Tom Brady.
Okay.
It's obviously going to be LeBron James and Curry, but here's my dark horse. And
the
answer your question about my mom knowing him, I was actually kind of surprised when she asked, but I'm going to have to go with John Jones. And even though he's kind of been in some trouble, he's never not been on top of his game. He's never not been dominant. And I mean, when his last fight came up, I mean, I had people texting me that I didn't even know watched MMA. They're like, hey bro, like, are you going to watch that fight? Like, I was walking through my living room. My mom's like, hey, are you going to watch that Jones fight? I'm like, what do you know about John Jones? He's like the best fighter that ever walked the planet in MMA. Right. And I'm like, yeah. So he's got to be on a Rushmore. I mean, that guy literally, I believe that 50 years could pass, we'll never see a talent like that, ever.
Wow.
What about the transgressions or the allegedly transgressions with John Jones?
Yeah, that record's not clean. Boy, I don't know, man. And to me...
It's your list, though. Yeah.
And let's be clear with that right out of the gate. To each his own. And that's what this is. On President's Day, it is a Mount Rushmore. The fourth one, I think, is the tough one. Because I think folks will either choose... Steph or KD.
Okay.
You know, there's some in the Steph camp, some in the KD camp. But I think Brady, I don't think could be denied.
It's just, you can't.
I mean, you look
he's
at the
a football god.
Right, exactly. He's a deity. And the other one, LeBron, I don't think can be denied. I think those two, you can just start, like, you know, you got to start the project, right?
Okay.
You got to get more funding, you know? So you could start the project, just go ahead and chisel Brady, and then you can start working on LeBron, and then we got to figure out who those last two are going to be.
You know what makes me sad? And I'm going to teach you this. I have three kids, and the worst question I get is, who's your favorite? When you're a parent, you can't answer that question.
Oh, your favorite
kid? You shouldn't have a favorite kid. Uh-huh. But it's like that for me, Ryan, with sports.
Yeah.
I love all three. And what I'm getting at is I'm a baseball guy.
Right.
You are. We didn't have one baseball guy.
That's my Major League Baseball's
fault.
What
does that signify?
That's Major League Baseball's fault.
That hurts me. But
right.
That's the reality we're in.
And it speaks to the way that the NBA has been marketed. I think in Major League Baseball, it's almost against the grain of what's acceptable in baseball to be an individual. You know, it's the ultimate team sport, the betterment of the team. You know, we're just trying to take it one game at a time. You know, the old cliche from Bull Durham. One game at a time, help the team win. It's all about the team. And to stand out as an individual, to do things that break the sacred rules of Major League Baseball, how dare you be an individual and have any kind of showmanship or any kind of panache. All that stuff is
so
unacceptable. I love backflips.
Dude, it's the best.
You
give
me a backflip every time. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. People get all their panties
you
in a bunch in Major
that.
League Baseball.
Walk around like a mannequin.
Act like you've been there before.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I respect the Barry Sanders of the world that act like they've
all
been
right.
there before. But, hey, man, I'm paying for entertainment dollar here, right? I'm coughing up my money. Entertain me. Show
so
me something.
So we're talking about Trout and Harper, who, if they were at the Inner City Mall, nobody would... flock to him or gravitate to him like a Tiger or the guy, a LeBron or Steph
sure.
Curry.
Yeah.
That bothers me. And it's not their fault. It's a baseball problem.
Baseball's let them down. Let's get out to the phones. A lot of people checking in. Al is in Novato. Give me your four, Al. You're on 95.7 The Game, top of the morning.
Yeah, just let me put a caveat on it. Like, I'm going to give you my Mount Rushmore are the most influential American athletes worldwide.
I got my
global
pen.
Economy.
There you go.
So Tom Brady don't make it. Nobody knows who Tom Brady is outside the United States.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, Floyd Mayweather, okay, Tiger Woods, Curry over Durant easily. Curry transcended. He changed the whole game worldwide.
Okay.
And Michael Jordan. There's no way Michael Jordan's going to be there forever.
Even though he hasn't played in 15 years.
Yeah, did we put a premise? What did
well,
we say?
Well, you know, I think they still need to be active players.
Yeah. We were going active,
okay,
Al.
Let's take MJ off there. Give me who would be active players. So
okay, then it would be Serena. There would be
okay,
Serena Williams.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay,
right.
You can go to
Germany where you say Tom Brady. Say, who is that? You know, so this is a global economy.
Okay.
United States is too limited.
Okay.
Who's recognized all over the world? And Klay Thompson's going to be somewhere in there just simply because he's so well-known in China.
Right, China Klay in the house. All right, good stuff, Al. Thanks for checking in. So I went Floyd, Tiger, Curry, Serena. And, yeah, let's just preface this whole thing by saying they've got to be active, current athletes, the most iconic people in the United States. I mean, it's so funny. We have to qualify everything to narrow down exactly what the criteria is. But current athletes in the United States in 2019, who's on your Mount Rushmore?
Ryan, I'm getting so frustrated because this is beautiful.
Yeah.
And like Al said, iconic can mean they're popular. It's a popularity contest, and a part of the popularity can be bad.
Sure.
I guess I'm so just stuck on you have to be great at the sport to be iconic. But it's not that. Because Floyd Mayweather, he left a lot to be desired.
His record
is his record. Floyd.
Who's selling tickets? Conor McGregor, same thing. Conor McGregor got smoked in his last fight.
Yeah,
but
choked out.
But still, you ask Dana White who the biggest draw in UFC is, even after he got choked out, probably still Conor McGregor.
But is he the best ever in UFC?
No, absolutely not. No chance. But I don't think you need to be the best to be an icon in this respect. And maybe that's part of what's, maybe that's an indictment on
our
sports watching habits.
It's the new era.
I mean, people don't appreciate and respect Mike Trout. Mike Trout might be the best athlete walking the face of the earth right now, but we could walk by him in a mall. I'd say 60% of the people in the world could walk by him in a mall and be like, who?
I'm with you.
No clue who he is. And by the way, he doesn't wear a face mask every day, and he plays 162 days out of the year. Let's go to Jeremy in San Jose. Jeremy, let's get your Mount Rushmore on 95.7 The Game. Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day. I would go Tom Brady, Mayweather, LeBron, and Sidney Crosby.
Wow. Taking one for the pucks. All right. Fair enough. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you checking in. And I was wondering, and this is why it's great for these lists, because guys can take up for their mantle, for their sport.
No doubt.
Right? And let me just tell you right now, Guru, I love the NHL. I'm a huge Sharks fan. Those are my guys.
Got a game tonight.
No doubt. And they're playing great hockey right now. And them and the Flames, they're locked in, and it's going to be fun. And thank you. And the day that there is a Stanley Cup parade in San Jose is a day that your boy over here will shed a tear of joy.
Because that's all they're missing, right? They got to get one.
Man, when they made it to the Cup Finals a couple years ago, I was so excited. They were so close. But my point is, the people out there will take up for their particular sports. The UFC guys will take up for McGregor and John Bones Jones. The hockey folks will take up for Sidney and, you know, whoever. And then, but of course, I'm thinking NBA right now. They've got to have at least two guys on the list, right?
Yeah, and it's been Curry and LeBron. That's been the constant. And,
I mean, KD, you could, I guess, make a case for. But see, I think what really transcends Curry into that upper hemisphere of iconic status, drafted by the Warriors, has been here from the ground up. He was there in the early years when it was still kind of lean and when he was just basically a three-point specialist.
And his career was in doubt.
Right, with the ankle troubles.
He revolutionized the game, right?
And then he changed the game. That, to me, that's an icon. The same way Tiger Woods revolutionized golf. And I'll tell you this much as we get Tiger fatigue, and this is why Tiger's on my Mount Rushmore, you look at the ratings of a PGA event with Tiger and without, it is night and day.
The barbershops were talking about golf when Tiger was doing
his
thing.
All right. Andrew's out in the creek, in Walnut Creek. What's going on, Andrew? You're on 95.7 The Game. What do you got, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing terrific.
Terrific. Awesome. Well, my Mount Rushmore, it has to start off with Serena Williams. Not only in the United States, but internationally. She can walk down any street in any country, and you know who she is. Every Nike store, every Gatorade commercial, her face is everywhere.
That's fair.
Two for me would be Tiger Woods. Three would be LeBron James, and four, I mean, come on, it's got to be Floyd Money Mayweather. That guy is Instagram famous. He has outlived every boxer in every class, and I mean, Conor McGregor is a flash in the pan popularity-wise compared to Floyd Money Mayweather.
All right, so Serena, LeBron, Floyd, and who was your fourth?
Tiger Woods.
Oh, Tiger.
I mean, the guy all over the world. Cool. He hasn't been relevant in his sport as far as, like, winning in 10 years, and we still only care about that name on the leaderboard. Which golfer gets an ESPN update because he's tied for 14th at a tournament you've never heard of?
That's such a great call. Great take. Nice work. Good stuff. Thanks for checking in from the creek. I mean, that's my point with Tiger.
That was a walk-off.
That's a bat drop scenario right there. That is absolutely my point with Tiger. It's so hard to deny. And as much as we might be on Tiger fatigue and as much as it might be not fair to the current crop of PGA professionals that are pretty damn good, your Dustin Johnsons, your Rory McIlroys, it's Tiger's world, and the rest of them dudes are just living in it.
And the only thing he's deficient at is the voicemail. That drop. Why, you never say who it is. They know who it is.
Right. Man. Well, it's, I mean, he didn't do his... hey, girl, it's Tiger. He probably just likes hearing it. Hey, girl.
Look
Tiger.
At you.
Hey, girl.
Not that I would know how to cheat, Ron. You know, I'm just...
Yeah, but you never sure you had your moments back when you were a young buck, a single buck.
I fell off a few times.
And maybe left a questionable voicemail or two in your day. A lot of people checking in. Let's see. 510 says Canelo Alvarez is bigger than KD. Let's see. 510 says Michael Phelps. Huh? Landon Donovan, who incidentally is still playing some indoor soccer. Serena Williams. And then, of course, Tiger Woods. And let's see, Canelo is bigger than Mayweather. 707 says David Beckham. Yeah, I can't go Beckham. He's not even playing anymore. And even when he came over, it was this whole David Beckham's going to make soccer popular in the United States.
And I'm waiting on that. And I love soccer.
World I thought Freddie Adu was going to save him, right?
Yep. Oh, he has.
Remember Freddie Adu?
Woo! Freddie!
where's Oh, he's a club promoter now? Thank you. Yeah, so Wes just told me on the other side of the glass.
Wow.
Yeah, Freddie Adu, he's going to change soccer, right? It's Ryan Covey and Daryl the Guru Johnson. It's 95.7 The Game. And what we're kicking around this morning on President's Day is your Mount Rushmore of 2019 in the professional world of sports. Who are the four guys that are absolutely at the top of the list, the most identifiable faces, the true icons in 2019 in the world of sports? Currently active,
yeah,
by the way. Let's throw that out there.
You're right, Ryan. We've been on the air 30 minutes, and the one constant is I hear the passion behind the callers. And like even the text, I can hear.
Yeah.
But this morning, you didn't get out of bed knowing this question was coming. So that's why when we proposed it, I was like, I don't, you know, I didn't have it in my wallet, my Fab Four. So I do get sometimes. Yeah, exactly. But the passion is there about there's a lot of good people left off the list.
Well, that's it. Well, that there can only be four,
wow,
right?
Man.
I mean, it's just like at the club. You got the VIP list. And, like, not everybody can
there.
Be on the list, Guru. I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm not on the list, though, I'm not going because I'm not waiting in line, all right?
Is there anything worse when you're ready but you got to wait?
You're dipped in sauce. You got the fit on. Yeah. You got the cologne. Yeah. Well, don't bring five guys with you then, okay? Bring some girls with you, okay?
Boy.
You want to get to the – that's just a tip for everybody out there. You want to get to the front of the line at the club. You want to get through the velvet rope. Bring some ladies with you.
Chapter
bring a bunch
one
of dudes.
The band.
Yeah, thank you. Don't bring a bunch of dudes to the club. All right, bring a bunch of dudes to Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, let's go to James up in Sacramento. James, let's get your Mount Rushmore. We're having a good conversation on 95.7. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Happy Polish Day. Yeah, I'm going to go with Steph. Serena.
Okay.
Manny Pacquiao, the only eight division title holder ever, and I don't think it's going to be matched ever, and I told Pino, so I'm biased.
Okay.
And the last one would be Tiger Woods.
Okay.
Definitely 100%.
So you got Steph, Serena, Pac-Man, and Tiger Woods. All right, fair enough. And that's, hey, that's a respectable list. My only concern, thanks for the call. Appreciate you checking in, James. Pacquiao, for me, because he's so far past his prime. I mean, I wanted to see Pacquiao Mayweather, what, in like 2007?
Oh, you're right.
And what did we get in it? What year was that? 15, whatever the hell we got it was?
It was like whatever the fight movie was with Al Pacino and De Niro.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were all old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was like if Heat would have come out in like 2019. It's like, really? Come on. We could have done this 15 years ago and it would have been much better. Shout out Val Kilmer, by the way. But that's the problem is, you know, a lot of these guys are, you know, essentially past their prime, but even so. A Tiger Woods, who's, what, 40, 41 years old? A Tom Brady, who just won his sixth Lombardi trophy at 41 years old. Still active, still iconic. You know, I do wonder, though, Guru, and let me get your take on this. As far as how these guys like the Tiger Woods, like the Tom Brady's of the world, how they transcend in other areas of the world, like in Germany or
I think they
in
know
England.
Tom. Yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah. He would be the definition of transcendent to me.
He's married to Giselle.
Oh, man. And he's still doing it in the fourth quarter of his career. He's on the back nine.
Anybody,
that's what the golfers say, right?
Yeah, the proverbial back nine. Yeah, on the wrong side of 30. Who else in the NFL, you mentioned Julio, but who else in the NFL could have that iconic status? Because, you know, the first thing you think about is franchise quarterbacks. I mean, Roethlisberger, not so much, and I think there's been so much.
Antonio Brown?
Bad PR. Antonio Brown doesn't even have a Lombardi trophy.
But he's got the sizzle that we speak of. He's in the McGregor category to me.
Yeah, but he's never hoisted anything. Like he's never been on top
win.
Of the mountain.
I was gonna say Odell Beckham. He's got that flair.
He's got
they
the popularity.
Want him to be it. But
they
he,
do. The, that's a great call.
He's
the
like
NFL,
that dog that don't like the food in the bowl. He's just sniffing, but he won't conform to what they want. It's all like he can be that.
Right.
And I feel like they're trying to force it with Beckham.
Well, he's had Eli Manning throwing the ball, too, which doesn't help his cause much. I mean,
but,
good
Ryan,
Lord.
I don't want to be hall monitor. Again, not to be redundant. Not a one baseball guy yet.
Yeah.
Not one.
Well, let me ask you this, then. Who is the face of Major League Baseball right now for you? Is it Trout? Is it Harper?
I'm going to say they're faceless. I don't want to blame those guys.
Is it Stanton? So, is it Judge?
You know, I'm going to go Judge right now.
But
and that's
I have
not
to
a
say,
good thing.
Right.
It's not a good thing. They should already have a face. The players are worthy with their talent, but yes, the marketing and the social media buzz, it's not there.
Yeah.
And it's a Manfred problem. It's an MLB problem. But the fact that nobody's saying Bonds or the new Bonds,
right?
Because
we don't know who it is.
Rodriguez or Jeter, this is bad for baseball.
Yeah, because we don't know who it is.
And not to go on a tangent, now we had the hot stove, which was the cold stove. Dude, this is embarrassing. Manny Machado, this is bad.
Yeah.
This is, wow.
Right. Well, and that's the problem. That's a problem that Major League Baseball is going to have to deal with for now and for many years to come. And
look at you. Why'd you say many?
Well, think about it.
Not a quick
fix? I'm a solution-oriented guy. Is there a quick fix to this for Major League Baseball? I don't think so. And the problem is that there's the incessant need to tinker with everything to streamline it to appeal to the next demographic. And I think you,
admitting you have a problem.
That's it. And you do a disservice to the current fan base that you have. Because I've seen it on a much smaller level. I've seen the NHL go through this kind of identity crisis. When they had, they missed a whole season in 2004. Okay. And fans, you know, by and large, were reluctant to come back. Just like what happened with Major League Baseball in the 90s. Obviously on a smaller scale with the NHL.
Sosa, McGuire.
Yeah, but the NHL just tinkered with everything. They've changed the overtime rules. They've taken away ties. They've got the shootout now. They do 3-on-3. I mean, they've made all these changes to promote scoring. They've shrunk the goaltender's equipment. They've adjusted the size of the crease. They've done all these things in order to make the game, quote, more appealing and a little more high scoring, a little more fast paced. Absolutely. They've been doing that ad nauseum for several years now. The return for me is debatable on whether or not it's quote unquote working.
Trust the process.
Yeah, and because I think ultimately what you run the risk of if you want to change things so much is you have that segment of fans that are loyal, and they're always going to be loyal. Like guys like you and I, we're addicted to this stuff. I'm never not going to watch the NFL,
no
right?
matter, go ahead.
Whatever they do, right? I mean, no matter how many bad stories come out, I'm going to be hooked on this stuff. But then you have that next segment of fans who, they love it. They're cool. They've got their fantasy football team they're going to watch, or they've got their fantasy baseball team. They got their Giants, you know, gear, and they're going to go to a couple of games. But they could take it or leave it. Like, they could live without it. Like, guys like us, we can't live without it, so they've got us. They don't have to worry about it. But it's that next tier of sports fan that they run the risk of losing, because that's a huge segment of the fan base, by the way. The people that love it, but they don't need it. And if you tinker with it incessantly and you try and make all these changes, you run the risk of losing them. So now you've lost a huge chunk of your fan base, and you still maybe haven't done enough to cater to this new group of fans that you're hoping to attract and bring them into your fold.
And we're on till 2 p.m. I'll be curious to see who that first baseball guy will be if we get one.
We haven't had one yet. 888-957-9570. Is a baseball guy making it on your Mount Rushmore? It's Daryl the Guru Johnson, Ryan Covey sitting in for Matt Steinmetz today. Yeah, just to look back on some of the lists. So the first caller had Floyd, Tiger, Curry, and Serena.
That's strong.
Serena, to me, I've got zero issue with that.
All right.
You think about it, are you synonymous with something? Now, the popularity of tennis, I think, is debatable.
All right.
I found myself getting down with some Australian Open final a couple weeks ago. That was very intriguing stuff, and because I was up at like 3 in the morning.
I gotcha.
But no, that's neither here nor there. I don't watch a lot of tennis. But to me, Serena Williams is synonymous with the sport of tennis. Just like Tiger Woods is synonymous with the sport of golf. Just like Tom Brady is with the NFL.
Social media, when these people are performing, they even if you forget or you're in, on Mars, social media reminds you when they're in action.
ESPN reminds you when they're in action.
I'm like, oh, wow, okay, Serena's on.
Yeah.
And I'm glued.
That's why our caller nailed it when he talked about the Tiger Woods being in a tournament, 14th place of the waste management. And, you know, it's on ESPN. Got to let you know, Tiger Woods came in 14th place.
I follow on Twitter, the Tiger Tracker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, just like, that's amazing.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine? By the way, 510 says Ken Griffey Jr. got to be active, by the way. But you know what was funny? And we can get into this. We'll talk a little bit of Bryce Harper. And yeah, we've got our eyes on if Bryce Harper ever signs. I did a little comparison, Guru. And by the way, we'll talk a little ball with Bob Nightingale at 1:30. You know whose numbers Bryce Harper is eerily similar to the first 927 games of Bryce Harper's career?
I think.
Offensively?
I think Barry Bonds.
Close. Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay. Wow.
And you tell me, and I know not defensively, I'm just talking offensive numbers. And tell me what, you know, and keep in mind, this was the first 7 years of Griffey's career before all the injuries. How much would Ken Griffey Jr. go for on the open market? And then ask yourself why a team would have an issue paying Bryce Harper $350 million. If you've got the money, which the Giants do, pay him.
Yeah.
Come on.
There's no doubt. And this is a baseball problem that Machado and Harper are just the victims of.
Yeah.
I it's nothing personal.
Those poor
the owners are not riding that.
Oh, I know.
Look at you.
Oh, my
and
heart bleeds.
With the Giants
for
and that new Oracle Park money,
right,
they sitting on. Come on now. I hope we get a report at some point. Hopefully today, ideally, that he would come to the Giants. But regardless, Covey, I give kudos to the management for even trying.
Shoot your shot.
Try and shoot your – look at you. I
love
that.
Shoot your shot, baby. All right. 888-957-9570. Let's squeeze in one more call before the break. And if you're on the line, hang on. We will get to you on the other side. Let's go to Blake in Belmont. Blake, give me your Mount Rushmore. Top of the morning to you.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on.
Sure.
My Mount Rushmore of active players in all sports, I would definitely have to go with LeBron, Steph, Tom Brady. And then the fourth one, I wish I could say somebody from baseball, but you guys have been, you've got it right all morning. There's really not a true face of baseball. So I'd have to go with Tiger because
that's my list.
You know, just, you know, totally iconic. You know when they're playing, you know who they're playing, you know how well they're doing, as well as like the one of the callers said, you're going to get the update no matter if they suck or if they're winning the thing.
No doubt, so, great stuff. And I appreciate you agreeing with me, Blake, because that was my four, so no big deal there. I'm right.
He echoed what we've been saying about MLB.
I think we can just agree. Well, I'm right.
Look at you. I heard that.
I'll just mess around. 888-957-9570. Chilton Autobody text line's blowing up. We'll get into some of that as well. If you're on the line, hang on. Jump in the conversation. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. It's Ryan Covey. It's 95.7 The Game. Happy President's Day.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah, Guru's in the house. Matt Steinmetz getting a couple of well-deserved days off. Ryan Covey sitting in for him for the next couple of days, and very excited to be doing so.
Yeah, I hope he's getting sun. And
where is he? Can we divulge that?
No, it's still undecided.
Okay.
He's somewhere.
He's at an undisclosed location?
Could be Nevada, Arizona, you know. Just enjoy wherever you at, Stein.
Is he on Bryce Harper's private jet by any
chance?
Could
be. You heard that report, huh?
Yeah. Out of Vegas. Headed to the Grapefruit League, though. Maybe not the Cactus League.
I'm sorry. I dream sometimes.
Dream big.
I couldn't imagine just being on the jet is because of me.
Right.
Where you want to go, Mr. Johnson? Oh, I'm just going to Japan, but I'm on the jet. Yeah. You know, getting fed, music, you know. Anyway.
Living large. I got you. Hey, dream big, baby. Dream big. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. It is President's Day. So in honor of President's Day, we are talking about Mount Rushmore of professional sports, the four icons in 2019 in the world of professional sports. A lot of people weighing in, still waiting for our first baseball name on this list. We've got a lot of Tiger Woods. We've got a lot of Steph Currys, a lot of LeBron James. Still waiting on our first Major League
Baseball.
Now,
have we
athlete.
Backed up the actual start date? In Derek Jeter era, Derek Jeter
got to be active. Active is the,
and that's a baseball problem. The fact that you haven't replaced guys like Jeter,
Bonds, Alex Rodriguez,
Ken Griffey, as you speak of,
right? Yeah, well, I mean, and that's where the Bryce Harpers and the Mike Trouts, these guys, this is the mantle that they're supposed to take. Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, and baseball's had their moments. And the thing that kind of gets me about Major League Baseball. You're the only show in town for like months out of the year.
Every day, Ryan.
And you still can't. And I'm going to live. I'm going to watch this stuff anyway because we do. Guys like us, like I said, we are going to continue to watch. It's that next level of fan, those next tiers, the second tier fan and the third tier fan, the people that maybe go to a couple of games a year and, you know, maybe they don't live and die by the stats and they don't have a fantasy baseball team and they don't rock jerseys, but they still like to go out to the yard, have a few pops and have a good time. Those are the kind of fans that I think are, in a lot of ways, choosing to spend their entertainment dollar elsewhere. Because let's face it, it's hard, especially here in the Bay Area. Here we go on the it's hard to live in the Bay Area story. But it's true. And there's a lot of different things to do with our time. There's a lot of different things to do with our money. And do you really, like, let me put it like this. Do you want to go to a movie if you know it's 3+ hours?
No, I don't. And I've been in movies that I didn't know it was 3 hours. And it was so great and captivating that I was there. And then didn't know the 3 hours existed until it was time walking out. Like, whoa, that was great.
Flew by.
I just wonder, man, friend, how big of a problem this is. And to me, Covey, it's an insult to the sport I love in regard to baseball. The fact that you got to, should it go 6 innings? Should you do this or that? You never did that with golf. You never did that with tennis. And I don't know what the solution is, but I just cringe every time I hear these. Hey, you can't change the pitcher. Let him go three. You know, he's got to face at least three batters. It's hemorrhaging, and it's third. I won't put an NHL above it, but it's third behind football in NBA.
Yeah, absolutely. And as far as the ratings, I mean, the people that love to speak of the demise of the NFL, I always get a real kick out of that.
Stop.
The ratings are down. You look at the most watched television events every year. The NFL is near the top, is all over that list every single year. Yes, I think it's spread out more just because there's so many more options available with Netflix, et cetera, things like that. So and people get their media in different ways on their phones, streaming apps, things like that. So the actual Nielsen ratings of X amount of people consumed an NFL playoff game on television, sure, but that doesn't mean they weren't consuming it on all these other platforms that we have available to us. The popularity, I think, is only increasing.
No doubt. And fantasy football is, don't give me fantasy baseball to compare to fantasy football. It's not
apples and oranges.
Football's got fans just for the gambling aspect.
Yeah.
They do it. You can on baseball, but they're not doing it. The diehards aren't doing it like that.
I'm still learning my Daryl the Guru Johnson. You a fantasy football guy?
Yes.
How many
fantasy
teams?
Baseball. I had five.
You had five fantasy football teams?
Did make the playoffs in 4-1-1.
Oh, you got a trophy this year, though.
It's worth it.
Law of averages, baby. Yeah. Being five leagues, you
get a ship eventually. I won $360, but I only got $200 in cash because the $160 was spent on a ring, which I still have not received. So I went to collect the funds. My guy was like, oh, we sent an email. You signed. You said you wanted to vote for a ring. I don't want the ring. I want the cash.
Give me cash. You know, and we have a trophy in my main league, and that's the thing
like,
I look forward to.
What do you do with the trophy? Do you have it?
Oh, I caress it. Absolutely.
I caress it. It's in your bedroom or in your living room?
It's kind of like the Stanley Cup. When you win it that year, you get to hold on to it for the year.
Oh, okay.
But then you pass it along. And I've won this league twice. Oblong Balls, my main league. Thank you very much.
Look at you.
And, you have the trophy for the year. Actually, one year, I did basically a promotional tour with the trophy. I took pictures of it in all these random places, at the beach, at a nice restaurant.
Is it a big trophy, Kobe?
That's a reasonable size.
Maybe you're proud of it.
The size of like a 40 of Mickey's. Okay that's about
that.
How big it is,
size.
All right?
Back
of course.
In the day.
Yeah, Edward 40 hands in the house. But it's the allure of the trophy and for the bragging rights. You know, the money you spend, the money, it comes and goes. I want my little Yahoo profile to have all those little gold trophies. It's such a beautiful feeling.
Good for you.
Let's go to Brian in Palo Alto. Mark Medina is going to join us in just a hot minute. But first, Mount Rushmore of current sports landscape here on President's Day 2019. Brian, you're on 95.7 The Game. Let's get your Mount Rushmore, man. What do you got?
Yeah, shocked by the lack of sports knowledge on here so far, but my Mount Rushmore in order of importance and impact, Roger Federer.
Okay.
Tom Brady, Tiger Woods, LeBron James.
Okay.
LeBron being the least impactful in his given sport. And you look at globally, tennis is a far more popular sport than most American sports, so.
All right.
That would be my top four. Steph doesn't belong anywhere near this list, guys. That's egregious.
Why do you say that?
Because he's not. I mean, he hasn't changed or redefined the sport. You know, I mean, LeBron is the guy that has moved the needle in the game.
Steph Curry's revolutionized the game with the 3-point ball.
Sure, he revolutionized 3-point shooting, etc. Right, but
that's a big deal.
He's not one of the most popular. I mean, he's not even well liked by his peers, really, right? So,
Steph Curry has 24 million followers on Instagram.
I can't stand LeBron. I can't stand him. I think he's narcissistic. But there's far more national interest in LeBron James than Steph Curry. It's not debatable, guys.
Okay, that's your opinion. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate
it. He got under
it.
My
no.
skin.
No, that's all right. I think he came out of that.
Yeah.
He came in a little hot. He was trying to ruffle some feathers. And, hey, no problem. And you're entitled to your opinion. I mean, Roger Federer versus Steph Curry.
Stop.
Maybe globally, sure, is tennis more popular around the world? I'm talking in the United States, by the way, because, incidentally, this is where I live.
Yeah.
And so that's what I know. And here in the – you can't tell me, though, regardless of whether you live here or in Siberia, that Steph Curry has not revolutionized the way basketball
is played.
We're
watching it. We have seen it. And we'll use a LeBron term. We are witness to what Steph Curry has done to the NBA.
How many three-pointers were put up yesterday?
166.
This is 166, that's all. That's what fans want to see. The three-point contest.
167, Colby.
Oh, sorry. Had so much more intrigue to me than the slam dunk contest or anything of that nature. That's, to me, a little absurd.
And Steph Curry, just another fun fact, his jersey's the number one seller, not in the United States, the world.
Anybody else feel like that last caller was maybe just trying to ruffle feathers a little bit? I mean, the Roger Federer thing, and look, I would never deny Roger Federer's greatness. Yeah. There's no doubt about it, but are we talking, you know, in 2019? Wow. What's Roger Federer doing these days? And by the way, you want to talk about global popularity? Here you go. And I'm not saying that social media is the end-all be-all by any stretch, but Steph Curry, 24 million Instagram followers. I'd say that's a hefty sum, right? Oh, you got a few people in your corner. Roger Federer, 5.8. So he's got about 18% of the social media following that Steph Curry does. And by the way, they've got Instagram in Germany and in Spain and in France. So, you know, it's not just strictly United States here. It's
and
obviously
the heavy
all over.
Weights we speak of, like if you brought LeBron up, are in those 24 minutes. That's a lot of people, COVID.
That's a huge segment of the population of planet Earth.
And we're judging these guys and gals on the followers that they have. And, oh, by the way, a part of it is the greater you are, the more followers you have. And that's just crazy.
Yeah, and that kind of speaks to the world here in 2019. But it's relevant. How many Instagram followers do you think LeBron James has?
I'm going to say 60 million.
47 million.
I went 13 off.
That's not bad. 47 million people care enough about LeBron James putting up pictures on a social media website. 47 million. Roger Federer, 6.8, whatever it was. Yes,
McGregor, 5.8. 30 million.
See? And I will tell you. And why? Because he is
a show.
He's a show. He gives you something to see. Roger Federer, with all due respect to his greatness, I can't really recall any time where I was like, oh, Roger Federer, like, boy, that's a real memorable moment. Yeah, he won. You know, lots of icons in their sports win. Oh, I get it. But I'm just saying, like, that's not the first name that pops into my head.
No, Serena was mine.
I'll give you Serena. Yeah,
and I'm not hating on Federer.
Yeah,
that's how it all panned out.
About, you know, what people want to watch and who people are interested in, who they're following. And by the way, everybody's list is going to be different. That's why it's your list. And that's what we're asking for at 888-957-9570. It's Ryan Covey. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. I'll be sitting in for Matt Steinmetz for the next couple of days and just feeling real good to be here in the fold, here in the family over at 95.7 The Game. Let's get out to this 211 Steel Reserve down in Fremont in the house. All right, what's going on, Steel Reserve?
What's up, man? Hey, I kind of get what that last caller was saying, and just hear me out.
Okay.
Okay, if you're going to see, LeBron impacted all kinds of aspects in the game and revolutionized a bunch of different aspects. I think what he was trying to say is that Curry's only changed the three-point game, which I think that's what he's trying to say. I'm not saying he's right, but I think that's what he was trying to say. Now, if you're going to have Floyd on this Mount Rushmore, you got to have Pacquiao. He's still active. And the dude ran through so many of the Hispanic boxers and all others and lost me so much money. I hate to say it, but the dude's got to be up there, too.
All right. And that's why, look, what are we going to have two boxers on the list?
Not on my list.
I can't. I was having a hard time rationalizing.
Pacquiao took some L's, too. Mayweather the goose egg.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Even if he's boring or not your cup of tea, as great as Manny was, he wasn't the best fighter by any stretch.
Yeah, there were better fighters even during his era. I love what he did.
Being the mayor and people love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just think that's a bit of a stretch. I don't like a whole lot about what Floyd Mayweather represents as a person.
I can agree with that.
And some of the things that he's done away from the boxing ring and just some of the stories that we've heard about this man. But it is hard to deny his greatness as a fighter, and it's definitely hard to deny his impact as a moneymaker, as the ability to be a draw, as a captivating person that people are interested in the world of sports. Floyd Mayweather, 22.9 million Twitter followers. I mean, he's got four times as many, or Instagram followers. He's got four times as many as Roger Federer. So you can't tell me that a guy like Federer is more popular because the numbers just don't agree at all. And I'm talking ratings. I'm talking career earnings. I'm talking public consciousness. Because isn't that what, I mean, really we need to define what an icon is, right?
No doubt. And I told you earlier, to me, part of it is must watch TV.
Right.
If these people are performing, do you stop what you're doing to make sure, you know, you're tuned in? And my list had those people that, you know, some that didn't even make the list, I still tune in.
Of course. Well, there's more than four. That's why.
No doubt.
But there can only be four, and that's why we got to narrow this down to a very elite list. Let's hit Darius in the 510 real quick before we get to Mark Medina. Darius, you're on 95.7 The Game. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I was just calling really to say that it should be Floyd's up on the Mount Rushmore, because he changed the way how boxing is and how people even take their fights, because everyone wants to be undefeated. He might have ruined boxing for the worse, but he did change it. And honorable mention, I want to give one shout-out to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It depends on what you categorize as sports, but that's definitely an icon.
100%. Yeah, and I actually, that's a great call, Darius. And I actually, and thanks for the call. I considered putting The Rock on. The problem is, I mean, he played a little football at the U, and he was a pro wrestler in WWF. I mean,
he's an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor. Exactly. That's
people going to get mad at me.
He's an athlete. I mean, he's a very athletic specimen. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, at the end of the day, he's an actor. So he doesn't qualify for my list. But he's still an icon.
Yeah, and I love his show, Ballers. That's just one of my top shows.
Yeah.
Who cares? But yeah.
Wait, his new show, right?
Yeah, Ballers.
No, but then he's got that new show that he's coming out
new
with.
New show?
Yeah. Do you guys know what it's called in the other side of the room? The Rock's new show?
A series?
Titan Games. Yeah. It's like some modern day.
I got to go dial that up when I get home.
Yeah, I saw the previews for that. And The Rock, dude, that guy oozes so much charisma. The Rock's in, like,
he went
I'm
through the
watch.
Hair phase, lost the hair, shaved it off, and still
well, he
man.
Embraced it, baby. He bicked it.
And his arms, man. I like The Rock.
Well, and you know what's funny?
Is that all natural?
Oh, I don't care.
Because there was a little, you know, some stuff out there, and then, you know.
It's one of those things, dude, I don't care.
I want what you got. Send me a package.
I'm going to just, if you want to know about Ryan Covey, the sports fan, I prefer my athletes on juice. I don't mind it at all. If guys want to juice, it's your life.
Actors and actresses get facelifts and body enhancement. We get it. Go for it.
Yeah, I have no problem with that at all. One guy that could be a movie star, definitely a sports writer, and our good friend on 95.7 The Game from Charlotte, it is Mark Medina, a smooth macadamia in his own right. Mark, what's going on, man? Top of the morning to you.
Man, are you my agent or something? What deal do you got?
Let's go. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I'm at the bargaining table for Mark Medina. All right, let's start with last night. Just general takeaways. I thought Steph had a couple of the best moments. The bounce jam to Giannis, the 4-point play, and Clay's eye. Those were some pretty good moments, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I think Steph definitely had the best plays. I would rank number one the fallback three over Clay falling down, because he was talking trash afterwards. Clay Thompson was joking he should have gotten teed up. I think the bounce to Giannis was crazy, because honestly, it was a bad pass. It was well without, out of his reach. But Giannis, being who he is, with that long wingspan, he threw it down. And then I would rank Steph's dunk third, because, you know, remember last month in L.A. against the Lakers when he tried to do that and he slipped on the floor? It shows that he does have some hops. But I think even when you add all those highlight reels, the obvious nod goes to Kevin Durant, who got his second MVP of his career, first time in the past 6 years. And when you look at 2012 and now in 2019, 7 years, he's at a different stage of his career. Like the symbolism of him winning in 2012 was, hey, he's this young up-and-comer. He's in that conversation of maybe being the guy that takes the mantle from Kobe Bryant as far as, you know, being one of the best players in the league. And here, he's obviously cemented himself in that vein still. But it's a matter of what he's going to do with those skill sets next season. Like, is Team LeBron a preview of this summer, or is he going to wind up missing not being with Steph for one game?
Mark, when I watched Saturday night, I just felt like Steph, you know, him being the host, it's his hometown, his dad's in the house, his brother, he wanted to win that 3-point contest. And then last night in the game, he 17 threes, 23 shots in total. I was happy to see Steph went for it. Like, he wanted that MVP. I know he probably won't say it, but did you get that same feeling?
I definitely got a feeling that he was looking for his shot early, but he hasn't actually played it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.